60 years ago, in the mid-1950s, one of the most popular television programs in the nation was 30 minutes of a Catholic bishop in a cassock and cape standing in front of a blackboard with a piece of chalk in his hand, explaining our religion. As many as 10 million people tuned in each week. Only Milton Berle had better ratings. The bishop, of course, was Fulton Sheen, and the program was called Life is Worth Living. Week after week, what Sheen was doing was explaining on a rational basis what Catholics believe and why. This project, in which Sheen was a master, is called apologetics. Remember that odd word, and we'll come back to it in a moment. In this morning's gospel, the Savior promises to send a comforter, an advocate, when he leaves. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of Truth. This promise was fulfilled, of course, 50 days after his resurrection. On Pentecost, the Spirit rushed upon the church in the form of flames, which we will celebrate in 2 weeks. And as the Holy Spirit was given to the church on that day, the Holy Spirit is continually given to the church now in the sacraments, particularly what we call the sacrament of confirmation. We read in the first lesson this morning from the Acts of the Apostles that Philip went to the cities of Samaria and preached the gospel, announced the Christ to them, and they received the gospel with faith. There was great joy in that city. And then this, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent them Peter and John, who went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For it had not yet fallen upon any of them. They had only been baptized. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. In this simple event, the church has ever seen the distinction between the sacraments of baptism and chrismation, or confirmation. What begins in baptism, the life of grace, in which we are born again by water and the Holy Spirit, is completed and perfected by the seal of the Holy Spirit, which is communicated sacramentally by the laying on of hands and anointing with chrism, the oil that makes us Christ-like. It is by virtue of our confirmation that we are strengthened to be witnesses of Jesus Christ in all the world. That is what we must remember as we read the second lesson this morning from St. Peter himself. Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. What a beautiful phrase. Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, meaning that in our hearts, we who are baptized and confirmed, there can be no chamber where Christ is not Lord. There can be no place in our lives where we say to him, here, you are not sovereign. Another way of saying this is to say that if Christ is not Lord of all, he is not Lord at all. No Christian can say, I believe in the gospel, but I'll decide how to treat my customers and employees. I believe in the gospel, but I will decide how to arrange my sexual friendships. I believe in the gospel, but I do not have to treat widows and orphans and immigrants as the scriptures tell me I must. Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Then we're ready to fulfill the next precept. Always be ready. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. but do it with gentleness and reverence. Let's look at that last part first. Our task is not to win arguments, it's to win souls. And so when we explain the gospel, we must do it with gentleness and reverence, never in anger, never with an accusatory tone, never from a desire to demonstrate how smart we are, with gentleness and reverence for the sake of the salvation and well-being of the one to whom we speak. And what is it that we are doing? Giving an explanation for the reason for our hope. The word explanation in our text is in the original Greek a form of the word apologia. Remember apologetics and Bishop Sheen? Apologia is an explanation, a defense, an account of what we believe. This is the origin of our word apology, although we now think of it as meaning an expression of sorrow. Its original meaning is something closer to this. What do you have to say for yourself, son? Give an account, give an explanation, give a defense. St. Peter is saying that we must always be ready to give this with a reason. You see, this form of Christian witness is not about personal testimony. It's not about describing our own mystical experiences. It's not about appealing to the authority of Holy Scripture or the church. It's about employing right reason and the laws of reason, which can be discovered by reason, to explain why we believe the gospel is true. Apologetics, understood in this way, was once an obligatory course in every seminary. It was often offered in Catholic undergraduate programs, usually in the philosophy or theology department. But in the revolution of the 60s, this is one of the things that got set aside. And instead of emphasizing apologetics, a rational account, defense, explanation of why we believe the gospel is true, what was emphasized was dialogue. I'll tell you what I believe, you tell me what you believe, and then we'll go for a drink. Notice that in both apologia and dialogue, apology and dialogue, logos is the key concept. Words. Words about the Word made flesh. The difference is that in a dialogue, the purpose is to seek to understand what another believes, even as he does the same for you. In apologetics, the purpose is to attempt to convince someone that what we believe is true and rational and reasonable. Dialogue is essential to rightly ordered human living, but it is not enough for Christian witness. We have here the Word of God instructing us to be ready at every time to do this thing, to make a rational explanation of our faith. How do we do that? Well, first we have to study. We have to know the gospel. We have to know the laws of right reason. We have to be prepared to explain it. Could you explain, for example, to a Baptist who believes that Jesus is Lord and that the Bible is the inspired and infallible Word of God, could you explain to a Baptist what we believe about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist and why? Could you explain to a Muslim why our belief in the Trinity does not make us polytheists? Could you explain to a lapsed Catholic why what the Church claims herself to be is in fact what she is? Those are all examples of apologetics, being able to give an account, a reason for our hope. Studying the gospel, particularly as adults, is hard work, as study always is. How many Catholics stopped studying their faith at the time of their confirmation, probably around the age of 14? You who are older than 14, imagine if you had to live your lives knowing only what you knew about anything when you were 14. Economics, business, sex, family life. We've got millions of 14-year-old Catholics walking around. To study the gospel, to know the faith, the history of the church, philosophy and theology, the lives of the saints, that's how we equip ourselves to be ready at all times to give this explanation. Here at St. Mary's, we attempt to help you do that through the program of Catholic studies and occasional lectures, through Bible study groups and other programs of adult formation like RCIA. But that's only one way that we prepare to be ready always. In addition to study, there has to be our own holiness of life. The world needs witnesses, not just teachers, Paul VI said. If our lives put the lie to our words, we're not going to convince anyone. That's why this passage from 1 Peter begins, "Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts." Yes, we must know the gospel and understand it, but we must be living it as well. And the place where these come together, our knowledge and our living, well, that's the grace of God. The grace that's given to us ordinarily in the sacraments, including the sacrament of confirmation. The Spirit who comes to lead us to all truth. The Spirit who sets our hearts on fire for the love of God. The Spirit who fills us with zeal for the things of God. Equips and sends us to be witnesses to the ends of the earth that Jesus Christ is Lord.